Give us a minute. We'll give you the news, just not headline news. On Madtown's 93.1.
Champs. Masatoshi Ito, the Japanese billionaire who turned 7-Eleven into a global empire, died at the age of 98.
Of course, he honestly lived that long by never once eating a hot dog from 7-Eleven.
Congressman George Santos has signaled that he intends to seek re-election.
If you want, you can go online and see the official papers he filed for candidate Brigadier General and Nobel Laureate George Santos.
Donald Trump to release a book of letters he got from public figures.
Okay, they're subpoenas, and they're actually from the Attorney General, but still.
Fox News gave Donald Trump credit for not having lunch with any white supremacists since November.
And Kanye was like, hold my beer.
Ron DeSantis says the war in Ukraine is distracting America from its most pressing problems.
You know, like guys in dresses reading little critter books.
A so-called mental health closet at a North Carolina school was found to contain dangerous levels of lead.
In their defense, what a better way to overcome your problems than to completely forget about them.
Coors Light's coming out with a Coors Light flavored popsicle.
Or you could save your money and just pour your pee on your popsicle.
A Russian fighter jet collided with an unmanned U.S. military drone, forcing it to go down in the Black Sea.
Luckily, the whole thing was caught on video by a Chinese spy balloon.
Paulina Porizkova says sexy has no expiration date.
Here now with a counterpoint, Madonna.
Rachel Bilson says she didn't orgasm from sex until she was 38.
Just be thankful we finally met, sweetie.
Leonardo DiCaprio thinks his next movie with Martin Scorsese might be a masterpiece.
Or it could just be like the last one, but with a slightly different cast. He does that sometimes.
Not headline news.
With DJ Fusion. Yay. Weekdays just after 5:30 on Madtown's 93.1. Jam.